Worldwide efforts to protect the smart grid could generate $21 billion in spending. $21 billion. That's according to a recently released market study by Pike Research. But who's going to be spending all that money? And if you're a contractor, how do you get your paws on it? Here with some answers is Tom Billington. He is the CEO of Cybersecurity Seminars. His group just brought together federal and private sector experts to discuss this very topic. And Mr. Billington joins us in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming in. The money, $21 billion. Where is all this money? Where is this coming from?
Well, a large amount of the money is coming from the federal government. We have right now cybersecurity spending represents approximately 15% of total smart grid capital investment, and it's expected to be that way between now and 2015. Now, of that $21 billion, it's a large figure, obviously. We will have... it's going to be last year, for instance, we had $3.4 billion in investment grants through the smart grid, and actually the director of that program spoke last week. But we have it's going to rise annually from about $1.5 billion this year to about $3.7 billion by 2015. So it's coming largely from the government, but the private sector is increasingly stepping up because they see the growing risks, and the risks are enormous.
Well, now the smart grid is still pretty much mostly a promise right now, and it doesn't really exist yet, I think, as envisioned somewhere down the line where all of our appliances and furnaces are connected. So
right.
It sounds like the cybersecurity spending is happening ahead of the grid itself for the smart grid.
It is in some ways, yes. The spending is for the smart grid is largely in response to the assessment of the risk. I mean, the smart grid itself, just as context, is just enormous. I mean, the electrical grid represents nearly 3,500 utilities with more than $1 trillion in infrastructure assets, delivering electricity to over more than 200,000 miles of transmission lines to over 283 million people. And it's interesting that, you know, about 85% of the infrastructure today is in the hands of the private sector. Mm-hmm. And a key factor that I've heard last week at our seminar and at other seminars is, according to a Secret Service study, 35 to 45% of cyber attacks investigated occurred from the inside. And of those 35 to 45%, 85% were malicious and deliberate.
Let's back up just for a minute so people
sure.
know the context here. The smart grid is basically controlling electrical flow using internet.
It's a power grid that's basically using the internet to communicate. So it's a two-way street. So the user of the electricity, the consumer, can communicate just as the utility can communicate with the server.
Right. So the cybersecurity spending is similar to any other computer system that you have to protect people from gaining access to controlling the power. Is that really what we're talking about?
Yes. Yes. It's essentially the physical infrastructure over which is overlaid an information infrastructure.
Right.
And one other important point is they say that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Sure.
And as you increase the complexity of the electrical grid by overlaying this complex information infrastructure, you increase the number of links that can be penetrated. And so 15% of the funding is occurring in the cybersecurity right now in the federal space. And RFPs do require a cybersecurity component to protect the grid because it's so crucial.
Tom Billington is the CEO of Cybersecurity Seminars, talking with us about cybersecurity and the smart grid. And I wanted to ask you about last week's seminar and some of the insight that you got from that, because it sounds as though as the smart grid is being created and we go through the process? Because I know the process is underway. I mean, you know, the meter readers are starting to go the way of the dodo, actually, because the smart grid is going to be able to do all that for you as it gets more developed and more advanced. Cybersecurity has to be baked into that process or we've got real trouble, real trouble. So tell me about some of the insight you learned from last week's seminar regarding that.
Sure. Well, a couple insights. One is the shortage of cyber workers. This is a huge issue, and I applaud Howard Schmidt for being named as the cybersecurity coordinator because he has vast experience in this area. But there's a shortage of workers to address the problem. There is an increasing amount of NIST is involved in developing standards for the cybersecurity area because the lack of interoperable smart grid cybersecurity standards is a huge issue, and it's a across the government priority. You have DHS, you have DOE, you have FERC, and you have NIST all collaborating to try to protect the grid.
One more point I wanted to ask about that was I did a series about the smart grid last summer, about a year ago. And at that time, Annabelle Lee at NIST was the person who was in charge of cybersecurity for the smart grid. And she was working with hundreds of volunteers. I mean, people who aren't even being paid. There was no money in the budget for cybersecurity for the smart grid at the time. Has that changed? Are they are funding and resources, is that coming to fruition now? Because right now, I mean, at the time I did the series a year ago, hundreds of people, all of them volunteering their time.
A great point. And Annabelle Lee actually spoke last week, and she outlined her her plans. She has over 400 volunteers, mostly from the private sector. It's been a massive effort. She is going to come out actually with a the final product after whole bunch of revisions next month, and they renamed it the Guidelines for Smart Grid Cybersecurity. And she outlined just a couple things I wanted to outline for you today. The threats to the grid, what are they? They're deliberate attacks, they're inadvertent threats, and they're natural phenomena. And deliberate attacks, again, include disgruntled employees, industrial espionage, unfriendly states, and organized crime. So Annabelle is leading a massive effort, and the fruit of that effort will be released next month.
Well, sounds like fascinating stuff. Bottom line, a lot of money coming out of the government for the smart grid.
A lot of money and a lot of attention, and deservedly so, because this is truly one of – it's the infrastructure that runs all the infrastructures in our country and is important to focus on.